This is Malcolm. He's got a secret, and it's hidden inside this red bag. Did he get fired for stealing medical supplies? Does he have six kids by four baby mamas? Or was he raised in a brothel? We'll unpack this bag and a whole lot more coming up on Baggage. Truth and dare to find new love. Right now, let's meet our dater. He's an insurance agent from Casper, Wyoming. Please welcome Malcolm. Hey, Malcolm, how are you? Nice to see you. Well, nice to have you here. What kind of woman are you looking for?
Well, you know, I like to go to the lake a lot and camp a lot, so I'm looking for somebody that's easygoing, can throw her hair in a ponytail and head out the door and go camping with you.
Okay, you're an outdoor kind of guy. Very good. Well, I've seen the three women backstage. They're beautiful-looking women. We'll find out what their baggage is, though, right? You ready for that?
I'm ready.
She's a stay-at-home mom from Manchester-by-the-Sea, Massachusetts. Say hello to Lynn.
Hi, Malcolm. I'm outgoing. I love the beach. I'm a passionate person. I enjoy reading romance novels, and I'm hoping we can make our own.
Up next, she's a realtor from San Francisco. Please welcome Holly.
Hi, Malcolm. I'm easygoing. I love dance and art, and I'm looking for a man who knows what he wants and isn't afraid to come and get it.
Finally, she's a dog trainer from Silverdale, Washington. Let's hear it for Anna.
Hi, I'm Anna. I'm a thrill-seeking animal lover. I love to have crazy fun. Love to have crazy fun with you. And I'm looking for a man who doesn't even know how to lie.
Okay. Well, as you can see, each lady brought three pieces of baggage, all holding a personal secret that grows bigger with each bag. Now, this will help Malcolm decide in moments who he wants to date. So, ladies, it is time to unlock your smallest piece of baggage. Yeah. Let's start with Lynn. What's your concern there?
Well, I wonder how realistic that is. You know, teenage girls usually idolize and fantasize about marrying celebrities, so I just don't get what that's about.
I don't know. I've just had this obsession with him, and I've come close a few times to meeting him, and I go to parties where he might be at. But I'm hoping you can help me erase this obsession.
Ooh. Well, when I look at you, I see a rap star. Holly, please reveal your baggage. I'm a champion belcher. What's your concern there, other than the obvious?
Well, just, I mean, is it something you do to show off? Or, you know, is it going to be inappropriate when we're in the wrong setting? Or, you know, what's the...
We started in middle school, just, you know, how kids goof around all the time, and we started having competitions, and I wound up being the best out of the boys and the girls, so...
Oh, so there really is a competition?
Well, in middle school.
Oh, okay. Anna, please reveal your baggage. I'm terrified of crickets. What's your concern there? She's terrified of crickets. I mean, because you're an outdoor, you're a camper.
I wonder how that's going to fit, my lifestyle. I camp a lot, or out the lake a lot. There's crickets. I mean, are you going to be able to go outside or go camping, or what's the...
I will go camping, but I am terrified of crickets. So if there is a cricket anywhere near me, you absolutely have to kill it. I cannot be around them. I can't be near them. Can't be in the same house with them. Totally creeped out. But you can be my cricket hero and kill them all for me, and then we can go camping.
Why do you have this fear of crickets? Did they ever do anything to you?
They're gross, and they move too fast, and they're just ugly. Oh, I can't stand them.
Up next, Malcolm returns someone's bag, plus find out who's into living dangerously, only on Baggage, right after this. open and shut case. Now, earlier we saw the lady's smallest baggage. We've got Lynn, who plans on marrying Eminem. Oh. Holly, who is a champion belcher. Oh. And Anna, who is terrified of crickets. Oh. Malcolm, it's time for the deal breaker round, and that means, of course, revealing another incredible secret. Now, we placed their bags here randomly, and when Malcolm decides which baggage is over his limit, well, whoever claims that particular bag will, of course, be going home. It is time to unlock more baggage. Bag number one. I dated a bank robber. Be careful if she asks you to go on a romantic getaway. Bag number two. I must take an undisturbed 3-hour bath every day. Bag number three. I consider soap opera characters to be my friends and family. I'm sorry, but your family's about to be canceled. That is a shame. Okay, so here we have 3 items of baggage, right?
Yeah.
Let's look at them one at a time and give me your concerns.
Okay.
I consider soap opera characters to be my friends and family.
It sounds like, you know, someone's losing the grasp of reality there.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I've got a real close family. My friends and family are my friends and family, you know, so what's going wrong there?
Yeah.
I must take an undisturbed 3-hour bath every day.
That just sounds very self-indulgent, sounds very selfish. I mean, I don't know, that just sounds like a handful.
I dated a bank robber.
You know, I don't want to be associated with any kind of crime or any, you know, if nothing else, there's a judgment call that wasn't made right there.
Or maybe she just likes Wall Street guys. Malcolm, it's time for you to choose the baggage that you just can't handle. And the lady that claims that particular bag will be going home. So, which of these is your deal breaker?
My deal breaker is... I must take an undisturbed 3-hour bath every day.
Whoa! Ladies, it is time to claim your baggage. Lynn, how are you ever going to find Eminem if you're in the tub all day?
It's only 3 hours.
Yeah, what about that?
You know, it's my peace, it's my reprieve. I have 2 kids, and it's my time. And actually, Malcolm, it really puts me in the mood, so I'm sorry.
Wow. I'm sorry, Lynn. It is time to pack your bags and go.
Well, Malcolm, you missed taking the end of that bath with me.
Well, 2 women remain. We've got Anna, who considers soap opera characters to be her friends and family, and Holly, who dated a bank robber. Ladies, it's time to join us over on the hot seat.
This is my biggest baggage. And you know what, Malcolm? I had a premonition this morning, and I knew it wasn't going to work out with you.
Now, Malcolm, we heard your concerns about their baggage. Let's hear what the ladies have to say. Holly dated a bank robber. Anna, your thoughts about that?
Bank robber. You know, first thing comes to mind is Bonnie and Clyde. Are we looking to have some kind of adventure like that? I don't know. Do you want an adventure like that?
Well, I knew he wasn't the right guy for me. He was a little shady to begin with, and I knew I had to end it when the police showed up at my door and asked me where the bags of money were.
Now, Anna considers soap opera characters to be her friends and family. Holly, what are your thoughts about that?
Well, I mean, Do you live in the fantasy world, or are you part of reality? I don't know about you, but if you're looking forward to spending Thanksgiving with, you know, the cast of Young and the Restless, then...
Well, you know, I do watch soap operas every single day. I watch Young and the Restless. I literally grew up on this show. I realize they're fake. I get it, but I can't let go of them. I have to watch them every day. But we can cuddle on the couch while we're watching my soaps.
Ladies, it is time to turn up the heat. So I'm going to ask each of you a few questions to help Malcolm get to know you better. Let's start with Holly. Holly, please step into the hot spot. I want you to give me the first answer you think of, okay? What in Malcolm's bachelor pad do you hope is fully stocked? His refrigerator, his bar, or his toy drawer?
Well, hopefully we wouldn't need a toy drawer. So, I would have to say the bar.
What's your strangest superstition?
Don't walk under a ladder.
What's the most brutally honest thing you've ever told someone in bed?
They were too small.
What's the first thing you typically do after sex?
Take a shower.
And finally, pretend you're selling yourself on the Home Shopping Network and give Malcolm your best sales pitch.
Today's special, plump and juicy. Buy one, get one free, and you call within the next 20 minutes, and I'll give you a free back massage.
Whoa! Very good. What do you think of that, huh?
Excellent, excellent. I like that you're so comfortable with yourself. I really appreciate that.
Anna, please step into the hot spot. Give me the first answer that comes to mind. Malcolm sells insurance. Which part of your body should you have insured?
I have to admit, I would insure the whole thing.
What is your oddest eating habit?
I pick the bread apart in parts as I'm chewing the sandwich so I don't eat too many carbs.
If you were on a webcam 24/7, what would we see you doing most?
Probably being a bit neurotic. I am very active. I'm running around all the time. I never sit still, so you'd probably get worn out just watching me.
What's one of your must-have items in the bedroom?
Definitely a toy drawer. Gotta have some fun.
And finally, finish this sentence. I bet Malcolm is an amazing salesman because...
Because he is very, very handsome, and I bet he could talk me into just about anything.
Thank you. Well, Malcolm, what do you think of her answers?
Well, I think I'm up for the challenge of talking her into anything. That sounds like a lot of fun. Fantastic.
All right, but I don't want you to make up your mind just yet because you still haven't seen Holly and Anna's Biggest Baggage, and that could be a real game changer. And don't forget, Malcolm has some baggage too. Did he get fired for stealing medical supplies? Does he have 6 kids by 4 baby mamas? Or was he raised in a brothel? Find out the truth when we return. Malcolm, an insurance agent hoping for a premium romance. Now, our two single ladies are about to reveal their biggest secrets hiding in their bags, and, well, Malcolm has to make his final decision. Will he choose Holly, who burps and dated a bank-robbing perp? Or Anna, who has a nighttime phobia and a daytime fetish? Ladies, it's time to unlock your biggest piece of baggage. With Holly. I joined the Mile High Club with a stranger. Yeah, what's your thought?
Well, initially, I'm obviously concerned if you're a little too promiscuous or, you know, I mean, that's pretty out there.
Probably was a couple of drinks that I had. It was a long flight. The guy next to me was really hot, and we just wound up in the bathroom. But he did wind up to be my husband, so.
Oh! Anna, please reveal your baggage. I refuse to share a home with a man. What's your concern there, that you would never want to have a...
If as things progress, you know, I would hope eventually we had the same home, you know, particularly after a marriage. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I love to hang out. I love to have fun, sleepovers. It's great. Marriage, I'm already divorced. Not really wanting to go there again. You might be able to change my mind, but for now, yeah.
Kill enough crickets.
Okay.
You're back in the game.
Got my marching orders.
All right. Holly, please tell Malcolm why he should choose you and not Anna.
Well, we definitely would have fun sharing a home together. I'm not afraid of crickets. As a matter of fact, in my culture, they're very good luck. So.
Ooh. Anna, tell Malcolm why he should choose you and not Holly.
Well, you know, Holly, Mile High Club, you're going to be after watching her every time you travel anywhere with her. Yeah. Me, okay, maybe we won't be sharing a house necessarily, but we're going to have so much fun. You won't even care. You'll be too exhausted to care about that stuff when you're sleeping at night.
All right, it's time to choose. Will it be Holly, who is a champion belcher, who dated a bank robber and joined the Mile High Club with a stranger? Or will it be Anna, who is terrified of crickets, considers soap opera characters to be her friends and family, and refuses to share a home with a man? Malcolm, it is time to send one of these ladies packing.
Okay, well, Holly, you do sound like a whole lot of fun. And I'm definitely ready to have some fun. I do have a little bit of a concern about just your willingness to get that intimate that quick with a stranger, but that was some time ago, so. Anna, you're gorgeous. You're beautiful. I definitely think that there's some lifestyle differences that may be hard to overcome, though. You know, too much TV and maybe not as outdoorsy as I'm looking for. It's a tough decision. Very conflicted. You both sound like a lot of fun, and you both have some baggage. I'm sorry, Anna. You have too much baggage.
Oh, I'm sorry, Anna. It's time to pack up and go.
Well, be careful on those trips on the airplane.
Way to go, Holly and Malcolm. And now it's time for Holly to decide if she wants to be with him after seeing his big baggage. Find out if Malcolm's bag gets bumped when we return. Chosen the lovely Holly here for a nice date, but the roles are reversed, and now, of course, it is her decision. What's the secret in Malcolm's big red bag? Did he get fired for stealing medical supplies? Does he have six kids by four baby mamas? Or was he raised in a brothel? Holly, what's the toughest baggage for you to have to accept of those three possibilities?
I love children, but I would have to say that the six children with four different women.
And why is that?
Well, you know, I dealt with a man who had an ex-wife, and it was very difficult, and that was just one. Imagine having to deal with four. That's a lot.
Okay. Malcolm, please reveal your baggage. Well, she stated her concern. Malcolm, what do you have to say?
Well, I wasn't a very good teenager and had two of them when I was still in high school. Ooh. Had been married twice. Have one baby with my first wife and three with the second, and that's six babies.
Yeah.
Three of them still at home, and I'm by myself every other week, so I got plenty of time for you, but that's...
Sounds like we would have had fun in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
So I have to ask you now, can you accept Malcolm's baggage.
I'm sorry, Malcolm, but you have too much baggage.
Oh! I'm sorry, Malcolm, but it is time to pack up and go. Thanks a lot. Well, we had no match today, but when it comes to love, sometimes baggage can be a little too heavy to carry. We'll see you next time.
Hey, Holly, I thought we had a good connection. I thought we could add a lot of fun together. I'm sorry you didn't see it the same way, but I wish you the best.
Malcolm, thank you so much for accepting my baggage, but I just can't do it with six kids. I'm not really looking to be the Brady Bunch. I'm sorry.